We could believe in the word, we could hear the word, we could listen to the word, we could read it. But if we don't act upon what we hear, it's like not good. It's not good, though. James chapter 1 verse 22. And a lot of people don't want, I think a lot of people want to hear this. Like, they're like, nah, we're just cool being Christians, quote unquote. And I'll go as far as to say, okay, yeah, you believe in all that stuff. But are you acting upon what you're doing? And if you're not acting upon what, I mean, if you're not acting upon the word, you know, what God says, what Jesus says, should we even be calling ourselves Christians? So it all comes down to, like, our choices. Like, you can hear preachers and people, like, talk about, like, oh, you just gotta believe. All you gotta do is believe, you know, have faith, and la 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 la. Yeah, but you also gotta do what the work, too. You gotta do the work, like, in any area of your life. If you decide to be lazy, you decided to be lazy. That's a choice in itself. If you decide to go to work to make money, that's a choice in itself. If you decide to go contrary to the word of God, that's not good. And it's not easy. Like, when you act, when you do what God wants you to do, it's contrary to culture, and you're the outcast. And a lot of people know this, so they refuse to do what God calls them to do because they don't want to be the outcast. The whole book of Luke is dedicated to outcasts. Nothing but outcast people in the book of Luke. Jesus, man. Humility. It's like you have self-control enough to humble yourself to do the things that God wants you to do, knowing that men are going to hate, man is going to hate you for it. And that brings you to getting outside of the fear of man and getting into the fear of God. It's one or the other, y'all. It's not both. It's one or the other. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Peace out, guys. See you later.